From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea launched another ballistic missile in an apparent test flight of about 700 kilometers. It ended in the Sea of Japan. South Korea said the missile was launched Sunday morning from a base near Kusong City. It dropped into the sea between the eastern coast of North Korea and the west coast of Japan. Japan issued a strong protest immediately after the launch, declaring North Korea's repeated missile tests are a grave threat to its neighbors and a clear violation of UN resolutions. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Tokyo would remain in close touch with the U.S. and South Korea about developments in North Korea. Here in Washington, White House officials said President Donald Trump was briefed about the launch, but there was no immediate statement. The rocket launch came just days after a new president took over in South Korea with a pledge to engage in dialogue with Pyongyang under the right circumstances. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that a new FBI director could possibly be named within the next week. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One before flying to Lynchburg, Virginia, that the selection could come before he leaves on a trip for Saudi Arabia.
Before Saudi?
These are outstanding people that are very well known, highest level, so we could make a fast decision.
The president's remarks came 4 days after his controversial firing of James Comey, a move that is still resonating here in Washington. Several candidates were at the FBI headquarters for interviews on Saturday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump told graduates at Liberty University Saturday that they should follow their dreams and not be swayed by criticism or the opinions of others. In his first commencement address since becoming president, Trump urged the more than 18,000 graduates to fight for what they believe in and to challenge entrenched interests and failed power structures.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference.
Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world. Its president, Jerry Falwell Jr., was an early supporter of Donald Trump and helped sway evangelical Christians to vote for him. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks in scores of countries spread on Saturday with no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the plot. Computer security experts assured individual computer users who have kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. The ransomware attacks rose rapidly Saturday to a peak of 57,000 detected intrusions. The international security software firm Avast said the largest number of attacks appear to be aimed at Russia, Ukraine, and Taiwan, but that major institutions in many other countries were affected. Pope Francis says he will not try to convince U.S. President Donald Trump to soften his policies on immigration and the environment when they meet this month. Speaking to reporters while traveling home Saturday from a trip to Portugal, Francis said that he would say what he thinks sincerely to Trump and then listen respectfully to the president. He said, during our talks, things will come out. I will say what I think and he will say what he thinks, but I have never, never wanted to judge a person before hearing what they have to say. Francis said that in talks, he always tries to find doors that are at least a little open where common ground can be found. Trump will visit Francis on May 24th after a trip to Saudi Arabia and Israel and before attending a NATO summit.
We still have 376 points for Portugal.
Portuguese singer Salvador Sobral won this year's Eurovision Song Contest for his ballad Amor Peluche Deutsch in Kiev, Ukraine, Saturday. Second place went to Christian Kostov of Bulgaria for his power ballad Beautiful Mess. Moldova's Sunstroke project finished third with Hey Mama. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.